We're making the case here that reclaiming the abandoned self requires that we confront our training in obedience. Now, Alice Miller makes an interesting point, one which could be interpreted as a version of what de Tocqueville said about obedience. Recall that he said, quote, "Men are not corrupted by the exercise of power or debased by the habit of obedience, but by the exercise of a power which they believe to be illegal." My interjection, so it's all in our heads. So, I mean, this is the mindset of the abandoned child, this elevation of the mind to reality. But by the exercise, continuing, of a power, I mean of thought to reality, but by the exercise of a power which they believe to be illegal, and by, but on the other hand, you got to admit, right? Bentham is right. Control the thoughts and you do control the reality. And I guess that's the essence of what de Tocqueville is saying here. But he claims debased, and I think we need to hear that word debased with our modern ears and realize that he means it in the same sense that Alice Miller, in this quote we're coming to, means depression. That is the material, the actual phenomenon that he's referring to when he talks about being debased, depression. Just to finish his quote, are depressed, let's say, by the exercise of a power which they believe to be illegal and by obedience to a rule which they consider to be usurped and oppressive. But Alice Miller, this is how she expresses a similar thought, quote, and she uses the word adaptation in the sense of obedience, quote, one might ask whether adaptation must necessarily lead to depression. And my interjection, which she argues it does under class. Continuing, is it not possible? And are there not examples that emotionally conforming individuals may live quite happily? There are indeed such examples, and above all, there were more in the past, for depression is a disease of our time. Within a culture that was shielded from other value systems, such that of Orthodox Jewry in the ghetto, an adapted individual was not autonomous and did not have his own individual sense of identity in our sense, she says, that could have given him support. But he did feel supported by the group. Of course, there were some exceptions, and I have to comment that she's but pointing out that our nature is communal, that we are tribal, and that until rule commandeered it, our communalism was used for us. Continuing. Today, it is hardly possible for any group to remain so isolated from others who have different values. Therefore, it is necessary today for the individual to find his support within himself. And I think we can equate that with what I'm saying, or the term I'm using, borrowed in a sense from Emily Dickinson, soul sufficiency is what she's talking about when she says, finding that strength, support within oneself. But I'm arguing we have to actually do that together for it to move this massive mistake called rule by the few. Continuing. Therefore, it's necessary for the individual to find his support within himself if he's not to become the victim of various interests and ideologies. And I believe she means fascism. This strength within himself, through access to his own real needs and feelings and the possibility of expressing them, thus becomes crucially important for him on the one hand, and on the other is made enormously more difficult through living in contact with various different value systems. And again, what's missing here in her analysis is hidden power, because it suggests, the way she puts it, that there are these competing ideologies and value systems, when in fact, when you have amassed all the resources of the planet to undergird, to support your particular ideology. That moves the entire world the way you want it. These factors, she says, can probably explain the rapid increase of depression in our time and also the general fascination with various groups. And again, I believe she's thinking here about the appeal and the spread of fascism, which she expands on because she comes to focus on this a lot in the book we're going to be looking at, For Your Own Good.